Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruise Wiggins, and today we could turn to the book of James for our practice. We're off to our 45th year high school reunion, where I'll be doing the opening prayer tonight at our function. And I was thinking about the letter of James and being doers of the word. We're in chapter 1 with verses 19 through 25. Know this, my dear brothers, everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filth and evil excess and humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself, then he goes off and promptly forgets what he looks like. But the man who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres and is not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, such a one shall be blessed in what he does. As I prepare to attend my 45th high school reunion, I reflect deeply on James 1, 19, verses 1, chapter 1, verses 19 through 25, which emphasizes the importance of being doers of the word and not merely hearers. These verses implore us to listen more, speak less, and act with purpose, qualities that resonate with the journey I've undertaken over these past 20 years. As I lead the prayer for the night, I am reminded of the significance of living out our faith through our actions. Becoming a doer of the word means embracing a life of service, compassion, and integrity, as Jesus commands. It is easy to recite scripture or discuss lofty ideals, but the challenge lies in translating those teachings into tangible actions that impact the lives around us. Intending this reunion is an opportunity not just to reconnect, but to embody the values we've learned, the importance of kindness, understanding, and genuine love for one another. In reflecting on my heart, I recognize that being a doer involves vulnerability. It requires us to step outside our comfort zones and engage with humanity meaningfully. This is reflected in how we treat those around us, whether through small acts of kindness or more profound commitments to service. As I lead us in prayer, I hope to inspire my classmates to consider how their lives reflect the teachings of Christ. Together, let us commit to being participants in the world, serving our communities and lifting each other as we strive to fulfill the calling to love and serve as Jesus did. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruise Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from James 1. It's verses 19 through 25. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's titled, Be Doers of the Word. In quiet moments, heed the call. James speaks of wisdom, urging all. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. In harmony, let love not leak. With open hearts we come to learn the words of truth from which we yearn, to shed the weight of anger's chain. In patience found we break the stain. Like mirrors clear reflecting grace, the law of liberty we must embrace. Not merely hearers, but doers too. In every step let faith renew. For if we gaze and turn away, the light of truth begins to sway. But in the act of mindful deed, we plant the seeds of love that lead. So let us walk in paths made bright, with hearts ignited by His light. For in the doing, we find our place. In the living Word, we see His face. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's July 26, 2025, and we're recording this morning up with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who will be by my side this evening as we share this prayer with our past brothers and sisters of high school, Buholtz High School of Gainesville, Florida. We will be looking to share the word of God. Amen. And I will call out to my friends and those classmates and say, this is my beautiful wife, Tony, and soulmate in Christ, Jesus. Amen. I hope each and every one of you have one as well, a soulmate in Christ, looking forward to salvation and life eternal, together in heaven forever and ever. We close at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name as we call out for prayers of travel today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless us today in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.